November 2020. My name is Everett and this is Medical Technology episode number 6. Let's get to it with today's topic, electrosurgery medical technology. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good, but it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. Natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Ashley believes that the use of electrotechnical devices has declined overall in recent years due to the availability of cheaper and more efficient surgical instruments. Many doctors make the first cut in the unit in cut mode and then use it in coagulation mode to close it. The majority of the inventory includes a large number of different types of incisions as well as a variety of surgical instruments and devices. The various methods of electrocautery are called electrosurgery, because the electrical device that produces the heated probe can be used in some applications to etch tissue. Electrocautery causes the probe to be heated to a high temperature, and the device can be used to assist in various aspects of the process. This can serve a range of different purposes, such as etching skin, skin grafts, and even removing tissue from organs. In contrast, electrosurgery uses alternating current with high frequency to heat the tissue with ionizing molecules, which leads to an increase in the intracellular temperature. The radio frequency induces intracellular vibrations by using radio frequency waves, such as the frequency of the radio wave. The monopolar device connects the patient to an electrical circuit triggered by the radio frequency generator. The energy flows through a tines, which act as an active return electrode, and conducts the electricity back to the generator and out again. According to Valley Lab's electrosurgery principles, using radio frequencies to perform the procedure generates 1,000 times more energy to complete the task than conventional surgical procedures. Conventional bipolar devices produce adequate hemostasis, but require repeated use and an increased risk of lateral thermal propagation. The bipolar jaw instrument cannot be touched in the same way as a conventional surgical instrument, which leads to an electrical bypass and defective tissue clotting. These limitations of conventional bipolar devices, coupled with the increasing acceptance of complex laparoscopic surgery, have led to the development of advanced, bipolar devices that seal vessels up to 7 mm in diameter for optimal energy supply and mechanical compression. The intelligent generator uses the impedance feedback of the fabric to continuously adjust the voltage to the current to achieve an optimal tissue effect. This allows a digitally controlled cutting effect and reproducible cuts regardless of the fabric type. The innovative cut behavior can be used for minimal charring and allows the use of a wide range of surgical instruments with different operating conditions. RF electrosurgery is used in practically all surgical disciplines, including orthopedic surgery, neurosurgery, orthopedics, neurology, ophthalmology, dermatology, obstetrics, and gynecology. Digital technology allows the ASG system to be controlled from any point of the procedure, allowing surgeons to focus on what is important to the patient during surgery, rather than other aspects of the operation. RF electrosurgery is typically performed with a RF electrosurgery generator, also known as an electrode surgical unit, which contains a handpiece. The difference between monopolar and bipolar instruments is that a monopolar instrument consists of only one electrode, whereas a bipolar instrument comprises all electrodes of its design. RF electrolateral instruments, the dispersive electrodes are much larger than the active ones, and bipolar instruments are characterized by all electrodes in the same design, but are bipolar. The exact position of the dispersive electrodes in the tissue is not decisive, the heating and the associated tissue effects occur because the current density is higher in front of smaller electrodes. The term began in 1940 and is now used to describe the IRTH, meaning low-drive electrosurgical machines, which are mainly intended for use in the office. In the early application of electrosurgery in open surgery, the most common complication that occurred was electrocution. Technological innovations in AEM have been introduced to solve the problems of dispersion of electrodes in the tissue and the effects on the patient's blood flow. In the mid-20th century, in addition to introducing capacities and capacitors into surgical instruments, technological innovations such as capacitive coupling and electromagnetic resonance imaging were introduced for electrosurgery and operative laparoscopy. Nowadays, the standard method of controlling traumatic surgical blood loss is the use of electrosurgical generators and lasers directed at heat, which localize the blood vessel by clotting the overlying vessel walls. The first to describe the technology of electrosurgery, Dr. Charles E. H. Schiller, was the first in 1920, and in 1928 his colleague J. D. Bowers, a surgeon at the University of California, San Diego, California, was one of the first to use electrotherapy technology in his practice. Episode 6 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Everett Pena. Adios. PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. Natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast.